And joining us live in studio, or live over the phone, I should say, Kemba Ranger football coach Mark Jernigan, getting ready for the fall season. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing great, Coach. If I'm counting correctly, this is your seventh season upcoming for Kemba Ranger football as the head coach?
Yep, that's correct.
Wow. So let's start right there. What is different from year one to year seven as far as being the head coach is concerned? What are some things that you'd like to go back and tell year one coach about as now year seven coach?
Oh, I'd like to think I've grown in a couple of things maybe, but I guess in terms of things that I would have told myself, I would have just told myself to be patient with the process, to understand that it's a process of building the program and building young men, to kind of keep the focus on the young men. I think you can get caught up on wins and losses and those results, and obviously those things definitely matter. But I think if you take a little time along the way to focus on what you're doing in the young men's lives and the difference you're making there, I think that point of emphasis would have been something that I would have liked to have told my younger self looking back.
So Coach, now as you focus on that, for example, the summer camp that you just completed with your team, how do you do that? Like, what do you do differently as a head coach to make sure that your focus is in the right areas as you go through something like a summer camp?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think it's just being a little bit more explicit about the things you value as a program, making sure that those are things that you talk about, but not only talk about, but find ways to be active in doing it. I think, we, for example, this offseason have really worked on just trying to build ourselves as a team and teammates, as well as members of our community, focused on redoubling our efforts to make sure that we do service projects as a football team. And we've had a chance to be involved in a couple of those things and working with, working with the community groups, because at the end of the day, if the kids leave our door and they're no better as fathers, husbands, and employees and employers in the future, then I think we've missed the mark. And so as we've worked on that this offseason, it's been a big focus for us, is just to talk about and establish what are those values and kind of come together with a clearer vision for what those are. And, hopefully that will aid to kind of some of the things that we want to see on the football field as well in the fall. So we obviously are still tackling. We're still running. We're still, going through plays, all the things that you do in football. But just trying to be a little bit more intentional about some of those other things that maybe we just assume. We assume that sports builds character, but if we're not intentional about it, we can miss that opportunity. So
let's talk about the Rangers a little bit. Went 2-6 last year, primarily a running team, but one of the better running teams in Class 2A in terms of yards per game. That seems to be kind of the identity of the Rangers, but obviously you'd like to have some balance as well. Talk to us about some of the development of maybe some of the players you have coming back and maybe name some of those players and what you hope to accomplish coming out of the gate here this year.
Yeah, so we definitely like to be a, smash mouth kind of old school throw it back football team. We line up in a double wing formation most of the time, or a power T formation. Most of the time it's a fairly conservative in terms of the alignment. There's not, we're not spreading it out. We're not throwing the ball a ton, but we do like to hang our hat on our defense, and really towards the end of the year saw a market improvement there last year, and a lot of that was spurred along by the development of our defensive lines, guys like Owen Barton. We've got our guys like Tanner Schramm out there, Gabe Emery. Those are a couple of guys who stepped up and played huge roles for us last year as juniors and sophomores. And we'll hopefully see that we've continued to play dividends this year. So definitely that hard-nosed physical defense. If we can keep the D-line play from guys like Barton and guys like Schramm and guys like Grayson Kelly, then we're going to have ourselves a good chance at success and give our linebackers a chance to succeed. We do lose a little bit of talent at our outside backer positions, but we've got some younger kids that are vying for those spots right now that I think are going to step in and do a really good job for us. Offensively, the biggest loss for us is the production in the backfield. We turn over all of our backfield positions from quarterbacks to wingbacks to fullbacks. So we are definitely looking at developing those things. We've got a couple guys in competition for the QB spot and still don't have a decision necessarily made through summer there yet, but hopefully we'll have a decision there within the first couple of days of camp or the first week of camp, and then our backfield is kids who are young but have a chance to really do some things. I think one of the things there that will stand out is we're taking Gabe Emery, who's previously played guard. He's a great athlete, plays second in state, I think 2 years in a row in wrestling, so he's a good athlete, he's an explosive kid, but he was behind some seniors last year, so he didn't play running back. He's going to move into the backfield, probably in a fullback role, but possibly as a wing back as well. And we'll see, hopefully be able to move the ball there. Looking to get a little bit more balance and to throw the ball around to our receivers just a little bit more, to utilize the tight end a little bit more effectively this year and do some things like that. So that quarterback position, hopefully the kids that we get there are going to be able to step up and fill that. But we got to get that figured out the first couple days of camp for sure.
Cameron Ranger football coach Bart Jernigan joining us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, you guys, of course, have that zero-week scrimmage that you've traditionally done against Cokeville. Now, Cokeville now, of course, is for the last couple of years has been a conference rival for you guys. Tell us about the scrimmage. You've decided to continue to do that even though you play them later on in the season.
Yeah, I just think, from our perspective, it's super beneficial. We're both pretty vanilla in that scrimmage, which at that point in the season is fairly common anyways. It makes it so the travel isn't outrageous. I know, as we got looking at other options, they were a far-flung option sending us across the state for a scrimmage that just didn't quite make sense. But so we didn't end up pursuing any of those. And I think, that matchup with Cokeville and the setup that we have there is good and beneficial for both programs. It allows us to get the things done and see the things that we want to see. But, and there's no real secrets with Cokeville, and there's definitely no real secrets with us. We see each other's film all year long, so very few surprises in either direction. But it's been a positive setup for us, and I think Coach Linford feels the same. So.
Well, I think as far as parity is concerned, top to bottom, the 2A class is just, there is a lot of parity in terms of when you're trying to predict who's going to finish up at the top at this point. And that was the case, obviously, last year. Lovell's obviously been there the last couple of years in the finals, and Bighorn is good. But you look at this 2A, especially the 2A West, and man, it really is anybody's game, and these games, they seem to take on an added importance just right out of the gate. Not only that, but you all obviously have the same common opponent with Rich County as well. Kind of speak to that 2A parity and maybe some of those matchups and how you're able to maybe get the guys up and ready to go every week.
Yeah, I mean, as we've been doing, kind of thinking and planning for next season and looking for who's the toughest and who we need to kind of start planning for super early, I've come to the conclusion that it really week by week, everybody we face is the most important game, and is going to be the toughest team that we'll face to that point in the year. That's just the way the league kind of sets up. There are some up and coming programs with some new coaches that are trying to get their feet under them, but I think even those programs are moving in a positive direction. We've kind of been in the middle of the past 2 years and would like to see ourselves bump us up into that upper echelon and qualifying for the playoff there. I think Mountain View linemen they're always tough, well-coached teams, very talented kids. Cokeville, it just is incredible in terms of what they're able to do year in and year out and their consistency. So I think we're in for a dogfight, but definitely still have that goal of breaking kind of out of that middle section of the conference and kind of breaking into those playoff spots this year. Despite that parity, but you're absolutely correct in saying that it's hard on any given year to pick who is the favorite. So,
Coach, Dow mentioned the addition of Rich County to the 2A West schedule and still a non-conference opponent. What's your take on that game against Rich County every year that you guys round robin with in the 2A West, and what do you think the future is with Rich County? Has there been any updated conversations about what they would like to be in the future?
I can't really speak to the future. I haven't received any updates in terms of that. I don't know what exactly that will look like. I know that we enjoy having it, and it kind of gets down to what I was talking about with Cokeville, is your options to play somebody that's like size and like skill and ability is really far flung in the state of Wyoming, outside of who we have in our conference. So when you get the opportunity to kind of renew a regional rivalry like we have with Rich, and I think Cokeville has a similar rivalry, I think it's healthy. I think it's good for the game. I think it keeps us from having to travel halfway across the state to play a ball game, and that's always a positive. It's nice to just be able to jet over for 45 minutes and get a good competitive ball game right in your backyard, and then kind of build up some stakes. I'm hopeful that whatever the long-term plan is with Rich, that it involves them being able to at least keep the rivalry going here regionally with, you know, Cokeville and with us, and keep those games going.
Kemmer football coach Bart Jernigan, and again, 0 week for the Rangers, August 25th against the Cokeville Panthers, and then week one, Kemmer hosting Glen Rock in the opening season. All Kemmer games all season long, live on the Spur. Coach, we appreciate your time today. Of course, it's still summertime right now. You got one more week until camp, until fall camp starts, and so I think the big question is, what's the biggest fish you caught this year, Coach? Because I see your Facebook posts. I know you got more going on than just football.
Yeah, every once in a while we catch a decent fish or two, but I think we've caught a couple over 2 feet this year, so we've done all right. It's been a fun summer.
All right, awesome. Well, Coach, good luck to you this fall. We appreciate your time.